Woke New Yorkers Told to Leave Florida in Notices, You Will Be Happier Elsewhere. By Amy Furr on January 6, 2022. Woke New Yorkers in Palm Beach were advised to leave Florida in notices that worried some neighbors and resulted in a police investigation. Officers investigated the notes attached to New York-licensed vehicles on the island, reading, If you are one of those woke people, leave Florida. You will be happier elsewhere, as will we. Palm Beach police told Fox News on Tuesday. The department was alerted Sunday by community members, Captain Will Rothrock told the outlet. We looked into this issue and ultimately determined it was a non-criminal matter. We have no further comment or expected updates on it at this time, he added. It was not known who placed the flyers on the vehicles. The Fox article said, adding Palm Beach welcomes lots of tourists at this time each year, who visit resorts, restaurants, and the beach. The Palm Beach Post initially reported the notices worried some neighbors, who believed they might be seen as threatening. In December, new Florida residents gave reasons why they flocked to the state, applauding policies enacted by Governor Ron DeSantis, R. Warren Cohn, who used to live in New Jersey, near Manhattan, moved to Florida and called it an opportunity to live outside, as well as get some tax benefits. And also, it's a state that has various freedoms. I think that the governor has done a good job here allowing people to decide what's comfortable or not for themselves, he said. In addition, the top five states with the most outbound migration in 2021 were governed by Democrats, a recent United Van Lines annual movers study found. Governor Kathy Hochul's, D, New York was third in outbound migrants, with 63% of movers fleeing the Empire State compared to just 37% moving in, Breitbart News reported. The leading reason for escaping New York was family, with nearly 30% of outbound movers citing that reason. Additionally, the survey revealed that high earners left the state in masses. Of those who made $150,000 or more, 43.5% fled the highly taxed state, the article said.